Okay. All right. This evening's shiur, I'd like to do something a little bit different than we normally do, just in terms of the source. When I was in Eretz Yisrael just a few weeks ago, so I came upon a sefer called Mitziv Mitzoseha, a new sefer, which is from Zalman Chaim Goldberg. Those who are not familiar, Zalman Chaim Goldberg is a major posek and a marahara, head of a Beis Din, telling a tremendous tamachachim and a big posek in Eretz Yisrael. There are a number, not that many things. He's written a lot of articles. I don't know what's far from it. That's something on the Moedim that he wrote. Anyway, it's tremendous tamachachim, and I think this was put together, this is not by Tamidim, together with him. And what it is, it goes through the mitzvahs, the mitzvahs of the Torah, the order of the Sefer Chenach, by parsha, by parsha. It's called the Sig Mitzvah L'mashmul Sama Hilchasit, or Hilchatit, Shel Ta'amei HaMitzvot. L'mashmul Sama HaKotis, Shel Ta'amei HaMitzvot, that we want to pronounce. So it goes through, I don't know about every single mitzvah, many of the mitzvahs. We had just some halachic discussion. So anyway, it caught my attention when I was in a certain time store in Yerushalayim, a little over a month ago. So I looked at it, it was interesting. I picked it up, and actually, I hadn't looked at it so much, but then my son was over, he looked at it, showed me a couple of things. It was very interesting. So I thought I'd share one idea of his related to Parshas Yitro, specifically about a mitzvah with which we're all familiar, of course, and that is the mitzvah of Shabbos. Aseres HaDibros, the Shabbos is presented in Parakhov, Pasuk Ches, Shmel Zohar, Shama Shabbos, Lekachu. Okay, so that's the Pasuk we all know. And this is a little bit of background information before we get to what Zalman Chaim has to talk about. He's dealing with Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, the Chinuch, which is the Mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos. Now, but to give some background information, he assumes we know, but we should go over it anyway. So the Gemara Pesachim, let's say that. The Gemara Pesachim says, on Daf Kuf Vav Med Aleph, we know the famous Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, Zocher Shema Shabbos Lekadsho, Zocher El Hayayin. Well, learns from the phrase Zohar is on the Shabbos Lekadsho that we have to make reference or make a declaration. Zohar doesn't mean just to remember in the passive sense, but Zohar means in the active sense, you know, to bring something up in your memory. There's a lot of things that are in our memory. Okay, so until I say this right now, you won't have thought about this, but you know, you tell your mother's maiden name, right? So tough you forgot it before just brought it up. Just weren't thinking about it, right? But now it, you know, came into your head because you thought about it. Right, exactly. So, that's what you need to know, right? Or your some computer number or whatever. Anyway, but be that as it may, so Zohar means to bring to active memory. It means to make a recitation. Why? And you're supposed to do it over a cup of wine. That's what we call kiddush. Zohar is on the Shabbos. The Gemara says, Zohar la yayin. Good. Eli ela bayom. But by the way, that's only, it says Zohar is yom ha-Shabbos ha-Kadshu. That would seem to imply it's only on the daytime. But how do you know it's at night? Talmud Omer, Zohar is on the Shabbos ha-Kadshu. Emphasis on the word ha-Kadshu. Okay? The emphasis on the word lekacho, as Rashi and the Rashbam here in Pesachim, this paragraph here in Pesachim, Kufal and Al, say both Rashi and Rashbam on the page. So Rashi says lekacho mashma mishar shemitzkadish hayom. At the time when the day takes on its sanctity, in other words, the time the day is distinguished on the weekday, meaning the beginning of Shabbos. Make kiddush during the day, so it's already been Shabbos for 12 hours or whatever. Okay, so it means lekacho means at that moment where things are changing, Shabbos takes on its status. Mashma Yishar Shmizkara Shayom. Good. So then the Gemara says, but one second. Belaila Minayim, what kind of question altogether? It's not obvious that you're going to declare the sanctity of Shabbos. It means when Shabbos starts, at the moment that there's a distinction between what's now, till now been weekday, Yom Chol, now becomes Shabbos. What is Belaila Minayim? Adarava, says the Gemara. Iker Kedusha Belaila, the principal Kiddush is at night. That's the main Kiddush. Okay, Belaila Kaddish. Tichi Kaddish, Tchilas Yom, Boila Kaddusha. I mean, obviously. When the day begins, that's when you have to make the distinction, not the later. So again, you have to say, I guess, that the word yom, you have to say, means, you know, the 24-hour day, the unit. And then the Gemara says, furthermore, the soup, Belaila Minayin, what is Belaila Minayin? You answered, Talmud Lomar Zochas Yom. That's the question. The whole thing is funny. The Gemara says, Talmud Mahadra, Allah would come up to the court. The Yomama, he asked about night and came up with a pasuk, I think. So, Hachi Kama. Now, this Hachi come over here, okay, I just mentioned, Rashi says, the common parak, again, that same point, the entry of the day, that's going to become sanctified, all right? So, there's a long Rashbam I'm not going to read, okay, the word Hachi Kama. He said, this is not a Chsura Mechsura. This looks like it was a misunderstood. It was misunderstood. Hachi Kama, here's how you should read it. Zachar Soma Shabbos Akacho Zachel Yayin Bichni Saso. That's what it means. Now, Ein Liel Belayla, Biyom Minayin. That only tells him at Kiddush at night. What about during the day? Then Talamama Zachar Yom HaShabbos. Okay, I'm going to say, what do you do during the day? It's not our issue. What's important for us right now is that it's clear that this Gemara understands that the phrase Zachar Soma Shabbos Akacho comes to teach you, among other things, Kiddush. That's what the Buzz is about. Obviously, that's the Gemara is learning from this Mitzvah of Kiddush.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the
one
with Havana.
Mm-hmm. So this whole thing is
mental.
Right. Okay, or you would have known about it altogether. This is the source of the Mitzvah of Kiddush. Zachar Soma Shabbos Kacho, how you Mekadosh Shabbos, through Kiddush. This same point is made clear as well, that this phrase in our Pesach, in our Parsha, Zachar Soma Shabbos Kacho, means Kiddush. It's also clear from the Gemara in Brachos on the Chof on the day. So the Gemara declares the name of Adar Ava. Amar Adar Bar Ava. Nashim Chayavas the Kiddush Hayom Devar Torah. Women are obligated midaraisa in Kiddush same as men. Women are obligated in Kiddush Devar Torah midaraisa. So you ask the Gemara right away. Well, wait 1 second. Amai, okay, is it a mitzvah to say Shazman Groma? Okay, Amai mitzvah Shazman Groma. Who it's a time bound mitzvah only applies to Friday night. Okay, the whole mitzvah Shazman Groma Nashim Pturas. So Amar Baya tries to answer the very difficult answer. It's not our issue now. Amar Baya Midorabana. So it's only Midorabana. So Amar Baya to a second. Dvar Torah, Kalmar. The phrase was Midoraisa, Dvar Torah. The old, Kol Mitzvah Seyne Chavir Midorabana. Once you start Dvarabana, there's many Mitzvah Seyne can do Midorabana. So Ella Amar Rava, Amar Kroa, Zohar Mishamah. The famous teaching before it says, the famous combination planner, right? It's the heads and tails of the same coin. Back and deal. So Zohar Mishamah. In our presentation of the Atharas Adibus Mitzvah said in Yisrael, it says Zohar Soma Shabbos Kacho. In Vatanon, the second presentation of the Atharas Adibus says Shomar Soma Shabbos Kacho. So Zohar Vishomar is a link between Zohar and Shomar. It's heads and tails of the same coin. Kosher Yeshna Vishmira, Yeshna Vishmira. Whoever has to keep Shomar, Shmira, which is always understood, whoever has the word Shomar, Yishomer, or Pem, or Al, always means below Sase, right? These are things you don't do. Yishomer, Shomar. Guard yourself, be careful not to do X, Y, and Z. So that's women are obligated the same as men. The whole tour of mitzvah cessation of man groma is mitzvah cessation of man groma, but not mitzvah cessation. So kosher, yeshna b'shmira, yeshna b'shmira, v'hani nashi, the women, tov, istu b'shmira, istu b'shmira, they have to keep zachor too. But again, what is the shmira? Kiddush. I mean, again, zachor is brought in the Gemara as teaching that it's something about kiddush. That's the point.
The whole passage is the same except for that one word.
Yeah, or it's because Zohar and Shomar said at the same time. I mean, they're different. Yeah, right. But by the way, the Gemara doesn't say that here. The Gemara says that elsewhere, but not here.
Okay,
but it doesn't say that here. So, yeah, right. Kosher, yeah, same Joshua. Kosher, yes, so about
the whole. Because they're next to each other.
Right, there's a pasuk, yeah.
Right, so the
right, there's a hekish, there's a very shalom. That's not for us right now. Anyway, so the Shmira, Rashi says, the Shmira is Lo Sasemach, right? I know she's the Shmira. It's not. I'm called Mitzvah Lo Sasemach. So then women have to keep the Hishra Khazavish the Khan Shinshua Tara. When it comes to all the Lavin, women are the same as men. There are a few exceptions, Karak Tayyat, whatever. But by and large, women are kids to keep all the same Losa says as men. So Kirshay only knows the Mitzvah Shavan Groma only applies. Anyway, so what do you see again from this source? You see once again that the phrase Zohar Shabbos Akacho teaches us what? The Mitzvah of Kiddush. And so, the Rambam of Paskin, in Perek Lamed, the very beginning, I'm sorry, Perek Choftes of Hilchus Shabbos, Perek Choftes of Hilchus Shabbos, Aloha Aleph, the Rambam goes and tells us, Mitzvah Sasemen, a parol, the Kaddish is on the Shabbos, Bidvarim, you have to make a verbal declaration of Shabbos, Shememar, Zachre, Shabbos, Shabbos, Akacho, Komar, Zachrehu, Zechiris, Shabbos, Zekidush, make mention of it, and it's sanctity, you know, Zechiris, Shabbos, sorry, Zechiris, Shabbos, the kids you praise, you know, that's what Kiddush is. B'tzorech l'zachreil b'chisoso u'b'yitziyoso. You have to mention it, it's called the Rambam, the Raisa, both the beginning and at the end. B'chisoso b'kiddush hayom u'b'yitziyoso b'havdolah, right? Kiddush havdolah, bookends. Again, Kiddush havdolah really are, as until the same point. But the words mean the same thing. The word Kiddush means to separate, to make distinct. That's what Abdullah means. Okay, that's Zohar and Shomar. So according to Rambam, yes. Not everyone agrees that Abdullah is the Raisa. Again, that's a discussion for for a different thought. Now, if you take a look in the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Lamed Aleph here in Parshas Yisroel, when he describes the Mitzvah Kiddush, he writes, L'daber dvarim b'yom Shabbos b'kassam b'achnasoso u'v'et b'chein b'tziyot. So look at Rambam. You have to make a verbal statement at the beginning of Shabbos and at the end. She'yeh b'hem zecher g'tulas hayom u'ma'aloso. So you call attention, you make mention of the greatness of the day, of its great merit, how special it is. We have Hamdallah l'shvach Yishayah Mushalafarma Akhab, and how it is different in the positive, it's distinguished in the positive sense, you know, in a praiseworthy sense of all the days that come before and after Shema, Zochar Shama Sabbath Kacho, Klomar, Zochray, Zecher, Kedusha, all very similar to the language of the Rambam, the Mishnah Torah. The Chayim, the Yitzhiyah Shabbos, Gam came to Vorkal Ayayim, Lichlod Hayom. At the end of Shabbos, you also make a declaration for the honor of the day, also Baruch Hashem Otsoy Shabbos, Nikris Hamdallah. Good. And then the Chinuch goes on. The purpose is to remind ourselves of what this is. This is a special occasion. The Nikba believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He renewed the world, created the world. Why did we make it over wine? That many assume the wine is probably the Rabbanan, right? That's a further discussion. Not for now either. But we make it over wine, a piece of teva, other misarer bo harbe chusoy de misamea. Wine puts you in a jolly, cheerful mood, and more attuned, you know, we think about positive things, so therefore, fine. So therefore, and the chinuch always, one of his major themes, kvar amarti lecha ki lefis oros ha'odom ma'aseo, yispoil el advarim lo'olam, you know, achar ha'alabav, achar ha'amaisin yispoil shachom ha'alabav, shachom ha'alabav, right? The heart, what you think about, you know, machshava wise, is very much influenced by what you do. Okay, that's in the chinuch. Very nice. So that's like the, so. Therefore, what is zocher shamash? How do we remember Shabbos? It's not right now. According to Rambam, according to chinuch, what zocher shamash Shabbos kachshu? So we make a declaration, the specialness of the day. That's the mitzvah. Take a look at Ramban here in our Sedrin Yisro on that pasuk, parakom pasuk. The Ramban. It's part of a long piece, but he writes as follows: the chos of Rashi, the Beres Zohar, tenu leiv lizkor tamid es yom haShabbos. We should take care to remember Shabbos all the time. Always, what's Rashi? Always think about Shabbos. Shem nizdamer lo chelik yofer mazmin on Shabbos. You come upon something during the week, put it aside for Shabbos. Vizul brayt yishnu mechilta. That's the mechilta. That's the mechilta Shmuel here. Okay, and on the Sefer Dibros, but the Ramban points out, "Aval b'loshuv yochid ishtiyah bein halacha." That's not halacha ma'isa. That's one. That mechilta is the one opinion. I don't remember the mechilta. I left it home. But you look at the mechilta; it's one opinion. And I'll be actually, we can look it up later. I didn't find it, but I'm sure it's there. But we don't need it. Look it up. It's quoted in the name of one Tana. Okay, and Ramban writes that's not the halacha. Oh, so he Ramban right away refers to the Gemara in Beit Zadat Mezbaral. Where the Gemara says the following: Tanya Amru Alam of Shama Hazaki, not Bei Shama, Rabbi Shama, old man Shama, the original Shama Hazaki. Shama Hazaki, call Yom my Ochel for Shabbos. Every day he ate Lekavod Shabbos cake. Matzah Behema Noah Omer Teizu Lekavod Shabbos. He found this on the Sunday, said it's for Shabbos. Not a better on the next day, but right, the same as Gemara. Beis says out of the Gemara says that's fine. That's like that sheet in the Chilta. But continues the Rambat quoting that Gemara in Shabbos. Aval Hillel Azoki Bidachers, like a little different. Kol Ma'isim Lashem Shemayim, Shemayim Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Ba'afah, and stuff. So anyway, it comes out that that Hillel did it differently. Fine. Now, Umechilta Acheres, this is the Mechilta of Shem Yochai here, the Ramban quote, Shama Azoki Omer Zechira Ad Shalotavo Shmira Mishitavo. He says, Zechira, what is Zohar and Shomer? Different interpretation. Zechira means remembering Shabbos in advance of Shabbos. And that's Zohar, so it means that's why he did it. He said, every day you got to be thinking about Shabbos from the beginning, you know, the week on. Shomor, that's on Shabbos Gufa. That's how he said it. But anyway, similar, right? So, fine. Now, but then, so that's all good. So, you know, what implies, that's a little different, if you think about it, than what we're talking about. We were talking about Zohar having to do with Kiddush, per se. Now, suddenly, we're seeing something different. That Zohar means in the days that are in advance of Shabbos, the days prior to Shabbos, there's also some Inyan. And the Ramban goes on to quote another Mechilta here, which is Yitzhak Omer, at something else. Lo te mone kederach shacher mone. You know, we don't even count the days or name the days of the week the way other nations do. Ela te mone l'shem Shabbos. In other words, we count each day towards Shabbos. So perusha shagoyim monim b'me'a shavuo shem ayamim atzmam. Every day has its own name. This one's called Monday, that one's called Thursday. You know, each day has a... Forget about the fact that it's, you know, may connect with idolism. That's not the point right now. The point is that every day is its own entity. It has its own name and its own identity. Okay? Yikul chol yom, shem b'me'a shavuo. But we... That's us. So the Yisrael, that's the goyim. But the Yisrael, moni kol hayom l'shem Shabbos. Echad b'Shabbos, sheni b'Shabbos, kizumin ha-mitzvah shen stavinu bo l'zochro tomi b'chol yom. Whether you hold Shammai or Hillel, whatever, but there's this other mechilta that the Ramban here quotes, and here the Yisrael quotes, that one second, that when we count on Sunday, it's the week of Shabbos here. But we count on Sunday, it's really Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos. Okay, and that is a fulfillment of Zohar Shabbos HaKabbos Shabbos HaKadosh. And says the Ramban, Ra'omer Anish, Shizel Midrash Rosh Hashanah Zokim. Shapirish Mitzvah Zohar Ad Shol Tomah. That's what he meant. We have to remember Shabbos long before it arrives. In the days leading up to Shabbos, we have to remember Shabbos. He's by that counting the day of the week. Komar, Shalom Nishkecheo B'Shul Panim. We never should forget about Shabbos, even though it's up there Monday. Shabbos is a long way off, you know. The weekend is a long way off. Who's thinking about the weekend? Right, but for Jews, we're preparing for Shabbos already. Instead, he said that was really the sheet of Shammai. What that bride said that he applied it to the food also. In other words, he's saying that Hillel agrees. The Ramban is mechadish that Hillel agrees with Shammai's basic drasha that Zohar is Shabbos. We have to remember Shabbos when it's yet not here yet. In other words, his language is Zohar means Ad Shelo Tava before its arrival. The Ramban suggests that Hillel doesn't disagree with that. What the Ramban says is that the Shammai went further, and Al-Tinu Chassidus, he applied it to getting food and finding items and whatever else. So that, Shahum Azkir Gam Machalav, the Ochel Echvot Shabbos Chayla, that too. Hillel Atzmo Modem Medrash Shal Shammai, Hillel doesn't disagree with this limud, the basic limud. He just didn't extend it. He said, V'haisabo Midah Cheres Machalav, he had another approach. The food, they should call my Israel Shem Shemaim, but Tech Hashem, she has been all the Shabbos money off of the Kalyaman. Okay? So the he says the Midas Hasidus. Anyway, so that's the Ramban. It's a very important point. The Ramban is saying that everybody agrees, and the other sheet in the Mechilta, that part of Zohar Shama Shabbos Kacha, that's what we're learning now, is not just Kiddush, which is the basic Zohar Shama Shabbos Kacha, the Sugim Psachim, we started with Zohar Yayin, the Sugim Bracha, it's also like that. Shulis Tavchav, that we learn that women are obligated in Kiddush because of a derivation or an exposition from the word Zohar. Okay? And then he adds, the Ramban does, and again, it was selectively calling that Ramban, it's a long Ramban, but it's worth seeing. Aval Raboseinu od bo medrash mimilas lekancho shenekancheinu b'zikaron. That's what he says. Kiddush is not learned from the word Zohar. It's learned from the word lekancho. He breaks it up. You look carefully in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Zohar Shama Shabbos L'Kadsho, that's Zohar Eliyayim, right? That's the Rabbah part. So Zohar is actually in advance, like the Shama says. And L'Kadsho, Zechira, yes, yeah, in effect. Afkat, Tziva, Shin, Nizkor, Shama Shabbos, B'Kadshenu, Oso, exactly. We remember Shabbos by sanctified. And V'Chach, in fact, is another Mechilta, which says L'Kadsho, Kadshenu, B'Brocha. Exactly, it's a different limud. Okay? And he says, Misham Tumo, Sham Mitzvah Azos, Lomdon Milsakacho, the Mitzvah of making Kiddush not only from Zohar. Now, it's true, the Gemara Brachas learned that women are obligated Kiddush because of something, a play on the word Zohar, Zohar, Shalom. Okay, but he'll say it means the whole phrase, not just the word Zohar. Right? It's really from the word Lakacho. Avon Zohar, Shalom HaShabbos, the first part of the phrase, says the Ramban here in Yisrael. That's mitzvah lezochos tamid b'chol yom. That's not the mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos. That's the mitzvah of remembering, thinking about Shabbos all day. It's all one mitzvah. It doesn't count as different mitzvahs in the Taryag. That's what the Ramban says. Not there's one mitzvah to make Kiddush and a different mitzvah to count up the Shabbos all yom. Echad b'Shabbos. It's all the same mitzvah in terms of the... I don't know. Anyway, that's the Ramban. So what Zalman Chemi says... Yeah, covered only. The modifier, right? The modifier. Yeah. So it can expand it. Yeah. Now, but let's focus on our observers. On the chem you hear in this essay, right? The corn dear man fat. Shemaposit Zochas on the Shabbos the Kacho along them stay mitzvah. Who Aleph Lizkor Kolash Shavuot Yom HaShabbos, and Bey is Lekadosh Yom HaShabbos V'Hayim Lezkir B'Divrei Kedushin Gulat Kiddush. And he says it could be that the first mitzvah, okay, of remembering Shabbos is not a specific mitzvah. It's a different, it's a more expansive, comprehensive, like you said, like Kedoshim to you. It's a very general mitzvah. Because what do you remember? One thing we do in the Shir Shayom, we say Yom HaRishon. There are many other things. Like Shammai, he went ahead and bought food. There are other things you can do. We can go shopping for Shabbos. There are other things you can do. So it's not a specific mitzvah. Okay? It can, the mitzvah of Zohar, that's a general mitzvah, kolelet. You know, mitzvah lekadosho, he mitzvah mefuratet. But making kiddush, that's a specific thing. There's one way to do it. Then we make kiddush. There's no different options how to do it. And that's what he explains. And he has other examples of that, which I'll go into now. But he says, that's why the minig in the world, says the Zalman Chemin, even among from Jews. So it's true when we say the Shir Shal Yom, we say on Rishon B'Shabbos. But in regular conversation, we call it Sunday or Nidah something. You know, now, it's true that in Eretz Yisrael Hebrew, it really is Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni. And even in modern Hebrew, I say next Tuesday, it'll be Yom Shishi HaKarov, right? But a lot of people, including Rabbi Mishaimim, are not hesitant to refer to the, whether English or Yiddish, right, in English or Yiddish or whatever. Why? Because it's not a violation, because the mitzvah to Zachar Shama Shabbos Kacho, the first half, Zachar Shama Shabbos, is to do something that reminds you of Shabbos. One thing we do, but there are many different options, different ways how to do it, so it's not specific. It doesn't mean that every time you refer to the day of the week, you have to call it by that. But that's what he's. But then he comes into the really, this is the part that's, I think, very fascinating. All this was, you know, kind of like the sort of the background information. He refers to a very, very interesting discussion in the Gemara in Shabbat itself, Yud Tesam Aleph. Okay, Yud Tesam Aleph. There, the Gemara mentions, Shabbat itself, Yud Tesam Aleph. The Gemara tells us a rule in the middle of the page. Turn her up on him. Ein mafligin b'sfina pachos migimul yomim kodem l'shabbos. You're not supposed to embark on a ship journey, as a journey by ship, within 3 days of Shabbos. Ein mafligin b'sfina. Okay, you don't set out on a journey. What? Wednesday, Thursday, right. You don't set out on a journey within 3 days of Shabbos. Okay, it doesn't say why or what, but that's what it says. Now, as to
the Gemara?
The Gemara. The Gemara does not. The Gemara does not. Okay. Gemara just says, Ein mafligin b'sfina pachos migimul yomim kodem l'shabbos. Then the Gemara adds, when we come back to the Medrash, Amurim l'dvar harishus. You're taking a pleasure trip or something like that. Amurim mitzvah shabbos. Okay. And you try to set up in advance that the ship would stop on Shabbos. If it doesn't have to stop, that's a different detail. And then the Gemara goes on and also says, Tanar abonim ein tzorel ara ayaros v'nachos pachos migimul yomim kodem l'shabbos. In the time of war, you don't lay siege also in the 3 days before Shabbos. But if you started already more than that, it's now you can't just stop. Okay, you let the enemy know, we'll be back on Sunday. Okay, that's not going to work. Okay, so then you can continue. Okay, hold the fort. You know? Literally, right? So, and then the question is, what about Shabbos? No, all right, anyway, that's not the main issue. The main issue we'll look at now is about leaving this. So, again, these are all important subjects, and we're not going to go into that now. So, Rashi discussed the word mafligin. So, what does the word mafligin mean? Let's see, I'll find the Rashi here, because this here, mafligin. Mafrishim in Hadar, so the word mafligin is to separate, right? To make space, to divide. Plagam in, right? Divide. Okay? So, mafligin means to make a division. Well, when you set out by ship, you're separating yourself from the dry land, for sure, right? So, he says, mafrishim in Hayabash, Aliyah. You go away from, you know, dry land and so on. Yaakov, I don't know the deep seas or something, way out there, some Greek word pilgus, okay, whatever. But anyway, the bottom line is you're not allowed to go out. It doesn't say in the Gemara why. Why can't you go on a ship within 3 days of Shabbos? So Rabbeinu Chananel, here on the page in Shabbos, Yud Tes on Aleph, says, "Talking about Ema Fligin B'Sina Pachos Mikimul Yom Kodem L'Shabbos, for at least for Dvar Shus, even Mitzvah." You know, he says, "It's according to Hogmar." He says, Ukvar perashnu lamala besvina gosheshes. It's talking about a svina that's very near to the bottom. It's a shallow water. Okay, the boat's in shallow water. She'ein b'mayim asar tfachim. The water is you're within 10 tfachim of the ground. You're not more than usually when you're on a ship. There's, you know, there's I don't know how many leagues under the sea. You know, well, the water between you and
the water.
Okay. You don't count. So you say, oh, so what is this relevant to? Mishum tchumin. It's a tchum Shabbos problem. Shum tchumin gazu. Because the problem is that you know the boat is so close to the bottom. So then it's like you're on dry land. You keep traveling, and beyond the tchum after a while. He says, avol. But if it's a ship, a normal ship, he said it's a shallow water ship. That's the Menachan Aleph. Any problems with that shita? So that we should just be aware that such a shita exists. The Rif, actually, in the back, on the Zion of the Bays for the page of the Rif, actually quotes this as a Yesh Misha Omer, okay, which he's going to reject. Yesh Misha Omer, Hadit Tanya, if I'm speaking with the Rif, Zion of the Bays, the few lines at the top. Yesh Misha Omer, Hadit Tanya, if I'm speaking with the scene of Pachos, Yom Kodav HaShabbat, therefore, he says, people go on ships. They're out in the open seas, the high seas, there's probably more than 10 tfachim between the bottom of the boat and the bottom of the water. He says, but says the Rif, the high time of Prichahi. He says, I think it's a very weak explanation to be upshot. The Eva high time of Hoday Maflim Havalela Misna Eva Fliga Besina Kitana. The Gemara should have said, this only applies to a small boat that's going in a shallow water, not an ocean liner. Okay? So, you know, my time is soon as found, the Mashma Bain Kitana Bain go. And furthermore, right, but in that water, only there's a little ship, little boat's going to work. You know, if the water, if you're at the top of the water so close, you're not going to have a major ship going through it. Why did they say my fleeing? Maybe the whole point of noise to let you know that even though it's on the bottom, anyway. But he says, says the Rif, my ear, you Gimel Yama, Philip Tsvei. What do you mean? Gimel Yama, why only 3 days? Because the whole idea is you'll be traveling out of the home, so what's the difference? Depart on Tuesday. How's that going to help? Okay. And furthermore, the Dvar Mitzvah, my Shari, if it's not a Tchum problem, so why are you allowed to do the Dvar Mitzvah? You're allowed to buy a Tchum stuff. Therefore, okay, go have any Dvar Mitzvah, I think it's not. So it even applies there. Even applies with the Mokka Mitzvah. So he says, Ella, skip a few lines, Ella, high no time is the next. Say my fleeing between the Pachas with the Yamakar on Shabbat. Bishum, what we said before, I was there, Bittul Mitzvah's Onek Shabbat. So we're afraid that if you depart within 3 days, so the first 3 days of a ship, many people get seasick, right? And you get used to the, you know, he says, Mishum Bittul Mitzvah Shabbat, the whole Gimel Yama, Havali Shino Yvesen. Your natural cycle change, your natural, you know, you're out in the water. Mishum Nanua Hasina, because of the shaking and the rocking, Nanua, like Lulu, right? It's the shaking and the rocking of the boat, rock the boat. Can you see it? It's a puzzle like that and so on. And therefore, you won't be able to do Onik Shabbos. But after 3 days, you're used to it already. Either the swaying of the boat no longer makes you seasick because your body is adjusted to it. So that's why it's within 3 days. That's an issue of Mitzvah's Onik Shabbos. That's why he says, behind the time of those of our Mitzvah Shabbos, the Pter Mitzvah's Onik. But for a Mitzvah, I'm going to make it sick over the Onik Shabbos. If you're doing it a Mitzvah, so then you'll see Mitzvah Pothamanity, right? That's what the Rif says. That's the reason that the Rif gives for this. So the Rabbi Nachman, here's the reason the Rif says this. Yeah.
This only, they're afraid of that the Friday present?
No, this only means that Friday Shabbos will be ruined. You'll be sick. You won't be feeling well. You won't be able to enjoy Shabbos.
It's going to take 3 days to get used to it.
Right. That's the Rif. That's what Rif says. Yeah, thank you.
Are you allowed to speak yourself in operation?
Hold that question. It's a good question. Okay, that just seems to say. Okay, now, we'll come back to
that. It should depend on that person and the ship.
Okay, come on, maybe it does. Now, anyway, that's what the Rif says. On the top, that was Zion of Bays, the page of the Rif. On the previous Amud, Zion of an Alpha page of the Rif, the Baal Hamor, the Baal Hamor on the bottom, has a different reason altogether. Okay, the Baal Hamor quotes to this. Baal Hamor says that Hod the Tanarabana, in my fleeing, the scene of Pachas, those Yom Kippur Shabbos, Pirush Harif, he gave the Rif's because of bittul onek Shabbos. Good. But he says, Ulin niratan acher. Bein bezu, not only for this, but also for the subsequent Gemara about laying a siege. Bein sha'am ma'sha'amru, ain't tsar na arai or sanacher, right? You don't lay a siege. 3 days. The kulo makom sakonahu. Because both of these things have sakana. A war, you know, war, the sakana. And going out to the high seas is also a certain amount of danger. Okay, out in the yam is dangerous. Okay, certainly more dangerous than on land, at least. That's what they assume. Okay, this is a place of makom sakana. And therefore, the chol shoshiyom kodem shabbos kame shabbata mikre. The first 3 days before the Shabbat, I should say, the last 3 days before Shabbat, Tainu, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, are already called before Shabbat. There's already a Shabbat flavor to Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. People are thinking Shabbat's already on Wednesday. Maybe the Shish, what? Should. It's already projecting forward. Right, the Shish Hayom on Wednesday appends the words of Chanan, not part of the capital Wednesday.
Right.
It's an there's a reason I'll put this. Some people don't say it. It's from the Gemara Mishnah. It's where the Shish Hayom on So, anyway. So he says, Venera, and therefore says the Rabbalah, Venera kibasta, we call it Shabbat. When you go out on a ship, you're putting in a dangerous place, it's already like you're going out, and it's almost like a lack of covered Shabbat. These are days that are already attached to Shabbat. It's almost not like you're traveling on Shabbat, but it's like you're already in the Shabbat mode, and now you're going on a trip. That's not right. As the Dvar Rishus, it's felt in covered Shabbat, it lacks covered Shabbat. Okay? And it's, exactly. Very good. Hold that thought. Of course, you know, there may be a problem. It's a makom sakana. So lemaisa, if there'll be a problem on Shabbos on the ship, of course you can do what you have to do to save your life. It's pekuch nefesh, okay? And the same who adin lahafish, but we borrow the same thing to go out. The desert, the chol makom sakana. You're putting yourself in a position, okay, to have to be mechal Shabbat. Because the assumption is this is a dangerous place, okay? And it's a dangerous place, you shouldn't be there on Shabbat, because you'll end up not getting a seasick or ruin on the Shabbat. You have to tack him in mechal Shabbat. That's the concern. Now, you're allowed to, because you're not going to be called members, but you'll put yourself in that situation. Okay, but that may be why this is different. Okay, but that's what the Balamor says. That's the Balamor. So now, well, here's 1 second. But the problem is what I'm going to deal with. 1 second. So if that's the truth, I don't really understand the 3 day business, because even if you would leave on Sunday, it's still there. Perhaps the Chal Shabbos is still dangerous on Shabbos. The Rif's explanation. Okay, after 3 days, your body gets used to it, so it's less likely that you'll be sick and left on Shabbos. Is it less likely? Well, maybe it's somewhat less like maybe the trip is going to be over. If you leave early in the week, it wasn't like you'd go on these, you know, 14-day cruises and something like that. You know, so that's a possibility. But that's what Zalman Chemin wants for that. Right, exactly. So then it's a problem. So therefore, he gives the following Lamdisha idea. He says, "Well, the Hezber Hadovah Nireh, She'ein Isser Be'etzem HaKriso L'matzah Shem Pekuach Nefesh." The Zalman Chemin writes, there's no actual issur to put yourself in a strip with koch nefesh. Sure, is well over our shul melacha. There's no melacha. You're not doing anything, right? So you left on Wednesday, whatever, Thursday, even Friday. Not doing any melacha. Okay, you're putting yourself in a situation possible with koch nefesh. But v'achar kach yishamagi asakara if koch nefesh. Okay, now it's a sakana came. It's a koch nefesh override. Okay, and he says, zeh shehuto likona sakana. That's only permissible to do that lechatchila when you already. If you do it at a time where there's no vestige yet of Shabbat, there's no flavor of Shabbat. Okay, so then you don't have to say it's about calculating. Maybe there'll be a danger if I'm doing this when Shabbat isn't in the mix yet. So then it's mutter. But on Shabbos to put yourself intentionally into Sakana, that's not allowed to do. And I'm all because of that. Now you can't put yourself on purpose on Shabbos into a situation of Sakana and then say, okay, now it's Pekuah Nefesh. Right, okay. But I'm saying, and say Pekuah Nefesh will do it. So therefore, says the Rizal Chaim like this, the Lachay, Shlosha Yom Lutne Shabbos, Shemikri Kame Shabbos. Okay. 3 days before Shabbos, we explained before, that's already called Erev Shabbos. So that already, Shabbos has already begun to set in. Okay, so therefore, within 3 days, it's almost like on Shabbos. So now you can't go and put yourself into a problem. Like, what, huh?
On a 10-day trip.
That'll be an issue. Like I said before. Okay, but right, but his point is that you only have it. Remember, his point is there's nothing per se. Us, what I do, what is it? It's a song that I got in the boat, okay. But when you're doing it once, his point is that once Shabbos has, quote unquote, arrived, then the rules are different. That's the truth. Once Shabbos, on Wednesday, at least to some extent, Shabbos has arrived. So therefore, now you can't do the same thing they will do before. So even a 10-day trip, you left on Sunday, you're right. So, but you don't have to have that in your cheshbon.
It's for Wednesday.
Right, that's the point. That's good.
That's right.
But now, yes. But halakhically, it's not Shabbos yet. There's no Esther. What's Esther? Right, that's his cheshbon. I told you right. But he says, one second. But now he says, but based on what we said before in the Ramban, yeah. Well, the Chora, let's say, let's see, Mashi's Barber Ramban, she, they know, Shemitza Zachar, Shekoa, Shavuot, Yesh, Lizko, Shabbos, Yimkei, Yehaz, Lachna, Zachar, Gabi, Yom, Rishon, Tra, Yesh, Al-Khir, Lizko, Shabbos, okay? So, I'm going to come right away, right? So he says, he refers to that same Gemara Pesachim in the continuation of the Gemara. Well, the sharp point, because that's a good kasha. According to what we said in the Ramban, that every day is already a Zachar, Shama, Shabbos, so whatever flavor emerges on Wednesday emerges already on Sunday, so then you're out. Okay, you can never go. You have to never take a trip only Sunday through Friday. Make sure you come on the Shabbos. I'm not doing that. I'm doing that anyway. But that's so he says, no, if you take a look, that thing.
You can get on a boat on Wednesday?
No. Say it again?
You can't get a boat on Wednesday.
Right.
So you can't get a boat on Wednesday that's going to come back Friday. So we didn't say that yet.
So one second. I hear what you're saying. Right, no, but it's not. And it would have to be that the 3 days are attached to Shabbos. I can't imagine otherwise. It doesn't make any sense. Otherwise, it's not. It's a kavod pikuach nefesh. The whole point is to avoid.
No, but the Wednesday was
right.
Wednesday is a
chalos of Shabbos. But it's only chalos Shabbos if it leaves two Shabbos. I gotta say, very hard. Yeah. I hear. Okay.
He warning you about Wednesday.
I got it. Listen to what he says.
Maybe I won't get back.
Right. That's probably another. I know people, you know, will not travel Friday. They will not travel Friday. Even if it's an early morning, you never know what's going to happen. You never know. And it's a cigar. Okay, yeah.
So certain trips, you should not go on Thursday either.
Right, if it's a long trip. Yeah, that's true. Okay, now, so, but he doesn't deal with that issue. He deals with this issue. He says, according to what we said, that every day has, so to speak, a flavor of Shabbos, and he should. So he says, now, if you look at that Sugyan Pesachim in the continuation, the bottom of page, Kuf Bom Ben Aleph, you find the following statement. Famous Gemara also. It says, Amri b'nei Reb Chiya, Mishalo hivdil b'motzoi Shabbos. If somebody didn't make Havdalah motzoi Shabbos, whatever it is, who comes up, let's say, Tisha B'av. Okay, anyway, Mavdil b'holeich b'chol Shabbos kulo. You can make Havdalah later in the week. That's what it says in our Pesachim b'chol kulo. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Ad kama, till when? All week? Amri b'zera, no, Ad revi b'shab. Only till Wednesday, which means Tuesday night, right? At Revi B'Shabbos. Rashi says, I will Revi Elahalan Gabi Shabbos Haba B'Shashi. Wednesday on is the first, is the coming Shabbos. Okay, that's how the Rashi writes, and the Rashi Bam writes. Okay, the same thing. Revi Shabbos Elo Ad B'Chal. I mean, not including Wednesday. I will Revi Elahalan until Tuesday night, which is only Wednesday. So I will, that's considered for the following Shabbos. Okay? Kiha the Yasser of Zera Kameh Dor Vasi. There was the Rav Asi, the Amrler of Asi, Kamei, the Biyochan, whoever it was. The Yosef of Kamar Le'inyan Git Chada B'Shabbata Trey Utlasa Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are called Basar Shabbata. They're called post Shabbos. Arba Chamisha Omale Yoma Kamei Shabbata. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are called pre Shabbos. There's post Shabbos and pre Shabbos. Okay, well, what do we mean Le'inyan Gitin? So again, Rashi and Shmuel explained. If a guy said, this will be a get, and as long as I come back by, he gives an example, Omar la harei zegitech, al menash, shetin le zut, to do the rei zut, achar ha-shabbat, any type of condition, you got to do it by the end of Shabbat, how long do you have? The answer is till Tuesday night. That's what he says. Al menash, Lee, Kodem on Shabbos. So that's different. Again, that's the question. No, not for dealing with on Shabbos itself. But okay, let's accept the Chassidim. Anyway, so the Rizam Lechemia gives you that Gemara to say no. So even though what the Rabban said may be right, that there is an inyan of remembering Shabbos even on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, but it's remembering Shabbos vis-a-vis the previous Shabbos. That's what he says. He says, but also the God mitzvah Abdullah, Yahya, and the Tesha Shabbos, like we saw in the Rambam, or in the Chinuch, right? He quotes the Chinuch, and says, L'dabe et rov yom ha-Shabbos, b'knis sasso v'chein mitziyoso. Shivem zeich dulot hayom ha-Lasso, etc., etc. Over Gor, b'gemara, he refers to this more in Pesachim, she mitzvah Abdullah, efshe l'kayim shoshom achar ha-Shabbos, mishom, so shoshom elo nikroim achar ha-Shabbos. U shoshom lifnei Shabbos, nikroim lifnei Shabbos, like he said. U kemo, she koto ba'alamor. And therefore, v'lachein, gam mishoshom she'achar ha-Shabbos, b'kayim mitzvah zohor. You're still fulfilling mitzvah zohar. Shagam b'mashiyam elu nikraim achar Shabbos. They're called post Shabbos, but it's still revolving around Shabbos. It still has Shabbos flavor. Therefore, zohar is on Shabbos. Through that, you remember Shabbos. V'lachein lutuli kanas mokum sakana. At that point, it is Sunday, but it's supposed to go to a dangerous place. Shabbos zohar is on Shabbos, even though there's a din to remember Shabbos. We call mokum kaimut shenichra nikra achar Shabbos. Well, lichna Shabbos in those days are called post Shabbos, not pre Shabbos. Therefore, mitzvah, maybe that's your question. Lachain mitzvah Shabbos adayin eina mutelis alone. And on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, nothing for the following Shabbos is incumbent upon at that point. And therefore, v'ein iser li grom li tuli. Then there's no iser even to put yourself in a possible dangerous situation for Shabbos itself. And now he says, one second, and I would say, Ali Yishlayim. And now he refers to another fascinating discussion. The Gemara says, in Shabbos over there that we started with Yud Tetzalel, that for Dvar Mitzvah, it is Mutter, right? Dvar Mitzvah, we said it's allowed. But we take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, it's in Resh Mem Chet, Borachayim, Resh Mem Chet. By the way, at the beginning of the Simen, it's in Resh Mem Chet, the Mechaber writes, here it is, Resh Mem Chet, if I Mutul hafel b'sin hafilu b'erev Shabbos imolach v'dvar mitzvah. We'll post it, what she's supposed to try and have not, but in a chakar chol, he's supposed to have a kachol. Aval v'dvar ha'shuz, ein mafliqim b'sin hapachos mishol sh'yomen kodom ha'shabbos. Right, the last 3 days we don't go out. Okay? However, there are more rights, aval kodom gilyom n'shari. Okay, but before, then it's allowed. The Mishnah Berurah has a little summary. Hine kodom sh'nichmos. He gives like a little paragraph, which sometimes does. When he goes through the sheet as to why, you know, what the idea about it is. Anyway, that's some race from Chesed Balot. If you look in Sif Dalet, if you look in Sif Dalet at the end, the Ramah has an extremely liberal definition of Dvar Mitzvah as opposed to Dvar Rishus. The end of Sif Dalet, the Ramah writes, guess what? He says, Hagol Yesh Omrim, that if a person that's called mitzvah. You go for business, make a panos. You're going to see your friend. It's also, The eno choshev dvar reshus rak kisholech l'tayel. You're going just for the fun of it, just pure leisure. Not going to see anybody. Not going to do business. And as I say, the Rambam has a very, very liberal definition here of dvar mitzvah. So, says the Zalman Chemi here, he says, it would appear, okay, that this whole Isser, to go onto a boat for Dvar Rishus 3 days, is not Midoraisa. The whole thing is on the Rabbanan. Because otherwise, how do you have all these exceptions? Not Bar Mitzvah is one thing, huh? So he said, this has got to be a din, but he's saying it's got to be a din to Rabbanan, right? Because otherwise, how can you say that? I mean, Dvar Mitzvah, Osik, if the Svar is Osik Mitzvah, that's got a real mitzvah, not greeting your friends, not going for a business trip. So you say, you see from the Ramah, that since he has this liberal definition of mitzvah, the whole thing is only the Rabbanan. It's the Hey Mama, Hey Mama. But he says, we said this business of thinking about Shabbos during the week, and so on, it's the Raisa. put yourself in a dangerous situation. So on the 3 days before, why should we mutter? And he refers to something, I'm back to a second, the Baal HaMor himself says something which we'll leave aside momentarily. The Baal HaMor himself, I'll give you the background now that we'll see in the slide in a second. There is, you know, the assumption in the olden days was that after a bris, both before and after a bris, the baby had to be washed down with hot water for health reasons, you know, I mean, just sterilization purposes, whatever else. So there's always a problem what happened to the bris, not Shabbos, though, no, the bris, Docha Shabbos, right? The beginning of that parakol, the Lezer says, even things which are machshirei mila, even things which are preparatory to the bris, not even on Shabbos, it's the water, fine. Anyway, in that context, the Baal HaMor, we'll say it more deeply in a moment, more detail in a second. The Baal HaMor holds, what happens if the water, they had hot water from before, and now it's spilled out? Right after the bris, before the bris, they realized the water spilled out. So they were about to wash the baby down before the bris, and then somebody dropped the bucket, or the pot, or whatever, and all the water spilled out. Now the question is, 1 second, so should we do the bris? Should we do the bris or not? Because on one hand, there's a mitzvah to do a bris. But if you're going to do the bris, you're going to have to heat up water, because at that point, the baby's the sakana. After the bris, it's called the Ishbo sakana. So are you allowed to put yourself in a situation where pikuach nefesh is going to take over? Right now you're before. Right, you just do it. Right now, we could say, okay, well, I'll do the bris tomorrow. I'll do any chol shop. And I wouldn't have to rely on pikuach nefesh. Or do we say, no, there's a mitzvah. So the Baal HaMor happens to pass it over there. It's Nun Gimel and Aleph, the page of the Riffin Shabbat. The Baal HaMor happens to pass it that if the water spills out, you don't give the bris. So getting back to it again. So 1 second. So we're asking the Kasha if there's an obligation in our Torah to say, if on Shabbat you're not putting yourself in the sakana, right? Even to do a mitzvah, you see, for that Baal HaMor, even though it's Shabbat you're not putting yourself in the sakana. So we said the 3 days before Shabbat, it should also be also to put yourself in the sakana on a deraisa level, not like the whole thing is only the Rabbanon. Well, why should it be? If there's a mitzvah to remember Shabbos. Well, no, because you don't know when you leave on Wednesday it's going to be a sakana Shabbos. But the assumption is not the possibility. Not for sure.
They always wipe down the baby.
Oh, so it's Shabbos. It's always a different with Shabbos. Okay, so he answers as follows. The Tzorach Lichol, but he says, it's important clarification. He says, that which we said, which you have to remember Shabbat, we're not trying to equate Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with Shabbat. That's not what the intent here is. It's to remember Shabbos, like Sheshon HaShon, Sheshon HaShon, and so on, but Avol Ein Mitzvah Litzkor Isser Meleches B'Shabbat. But it does not mean necessarily that you have to take into account possible Isurim and so on. It means to remember Shabbos. Therefore, the fact that you don't go on a boat, that's Takol D'Rabbanan. It's not that here we're dealing with Daraisa, heating water and so on and so forth. It's a different story. Okay? And it's a Vada. So the point is we don't want to, this is a very original or, I think, interesting interpretation that Wednesday and Thursday and Friday have a certain status of Shabbos. But it's not the same as Shabbos. Not only is not the same as Shabbos, it's a Malacha. The idea of Zohar means it's more general, it's more to remember about Shabbos and Zohar. It doesn't mean that now I have to start taking into account all kinds of possibilities. That's not what I mean. Okay? Okay, lifnei Shabbos, ain't yisumid the reis halach nisnas molotakot. Even though there's a mitzvah zohar, like you said before, it's not specific. I can do it by saying the shishayom, ayom, the other things that I can do that will accomplish that. It's not specific. And he says shekemet shemodish al shekemet shemitzvah zohar and a mitzvah beforetet and a mitzvah klalis, like we said before. Lachain ain zeh nechshav shemachnis as atzal zakana achas shekvar cholam mitzvah shabbat. It's not like you're putting someone as zakana now. It's a case of a suffix sakana, I'm putting myself in on Wednesday. That's not a violation of this Zohar. That's what he said.
Others have asked you different ideas. One is to positively have a thought about Shabbat,
right.
The other one is to avoid getting into a situation with Esther that That's not Zohar. Right? That's Rambam.
No, correct. And Hanami.
And then Shmi Shuku, all the Rambam in the Torah. Don't go such and such a store. Don't go on such and such a trip 30 days before Pesach, because maybe you'll get
caught. No, okay, but we don't find it.
But don't walk on that.
We don't have
maybe
a...
Maybe a goy will come and put it down your mouth.
But we don't have a pasuk.
You'll end up with
right? We don't have a pasuk until I hear we have a pasuk. Of course, on the Shabbos country, which Chazal understood, that's the whole point. That Chazal understood, yes, before, yes, yes, yes.
Not in
yes.
The rest of the whole
Torah. Right,
color.
That's what it looks like.
He goes with his pasuk.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. So I just thought it was an interesting approach. Now, in a different, that's not mitzvah, this is all a mitzvah lamed al Shabbos. Later on in Parshas Emor, we'll wrap up with this, he says, in the mitzvah, it's not like Yom Kippur, but it's mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel. Okay, and here in Hay, in Os Hay, he says, the Nir Levar Yosef, you know, Pasek HaShulchan, so I quote the Pesach, it's a Reish Memeches Yivalev, we saw it before, Mutal HaFet B'Sin HaFil V'Er Shabbos Yim Holokun V'Var Mitzvah Seh V'Valav V'Var Shus, no, the Ramah says, but before 3 days it's allowed, and even though you may have to have a doing something on Shabbos, it's Mutal. U'Mokar Adorim V'Alamor Parakam V'Shabbos, like we said before, that he's saying this later. Yesh la'ayin of the Balamor. I'm trying to understand the Balamor himself. Because if you take a look, again, the Mishnah says as follows, Kuf Lama Dalet Amad Beis, the top page, the Mishnah in Shabbos says, Marchitin, here's the Mishnah, Kuf Lama Dalet Amad Beis, so almost done. Marchitin is a cotton, they lift them in the Bein Lacham. We wash the kid down. And umizalfin al biyad, you can spritz the water on the hot water with your hand, and rash al biyad, but not with a kli, with a shemay, whatever Shabbos is. But that's the mission of Shabbos, Kufa Lamed Dalet Amud Beis in Tosefta Shabbos. Okay? The Shulchan Aruch actually rules as follows in Shin Lamed Aleph, because today, I mean, you know, I still remember seeing a movie, whatever it is, you know. The woman goes into labor. Someone get hot water. You know, everyone goes get hot water. You know, as I remember seeing one of the things, it's, oh, yeah, I want some stuff. Why? Actually, I don't know. I'm not sure, but I always hear them yelling that. You know, that's what they always say, get hot water. But anyway, again, it was needed. Things were so sterile. We're not so sterile like today. It's not a concern. But anyway, I just want to point out to you that the Shulchan Aruch writes in the Aruch Haim Shin Lamed Aleph, he says, Bizman Chachmei HaGemara, the days of the Gemara, if one of Rochtis Hayelad Lisnamila Lachamila Beomashishamila Beafayim Chamin Hayem Mesukon. In those days, it was considered dangerous. The Shulchan Aruch Mechaber. The Mishin Lamed Aleph Sif Tes. That's what he says. He writes. That's what he says. But for Idna, it's a lot of years. You're right. I don't know. That's a good question. He says, for Idna Lo Nog Brachisikval. We don't do it today, right? Today's in the Chaber. Don't have it for us. Okay. And the Shabrua in Lamed Aleph says Nishtanu HaTolim. It wasn't because of, you know, medical advances, because of the human change or whatever. How do you understand that? Let's throw it out. Okay, you can ponder that another time. But in any event, the question is, in terms of the situation with the spilled water, so it's interesting that Meiri on that Mishnah, whatever reason it's printed just in the Meiri that I looked at, Kuf Lamed Gimel, even though the Mishnah is Kuf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, but the Meiri's comments on Kuf Lamed Gimel. So he said there's no difference whether the water was heated up before Shabbos or on Shabbos. Okay, that's what he says. But there's a long Ramban and Bala more about it. But luckily, the Ran helps us out. And the Ran, on the Nun Gimel on the base, in the page of the Rishon Shabbos, the Ran summarized the Machlokes. So we have to read the whole Ramban and Bala more. He gives it. Anyway, basically, what comes out is that the Ran says the following, Miu. You had hot water before the meal. You stopped, and now it's spilled out. Right? Hanach delachar meal. The water was intended to be used after the meal. So the chikai gam who the ikla made that kiaminis tirchamila kevan shikmila imimo and sar chakach lachalos haShabbos. Okay, melachshir, not with a direct need for the mitzvah. Right? To help the baby. Oduma hashtom yisbedim. Right now, you know, I don't have to think about it for an hour from now. Right now, what am I obligated to do? The bris. Right now, it's the bris. I don't have water. No. Right now, there's a mitzvah. Okay? Well, boss, and then once I did it, now it's pishkoch nefesh. Remember, thanks for the say. So Ramban says it's mutter to the bris. That's what you do. She'ain le mitzvah el ha'shaita.
you look at right now. Right now is a mitzvah Torah in my head. Okay, so don't tell me what's going to be later. It's going to be
that's
going
to
okay.
To
that's, okay, and there's a big discussion.
Water
hot.
Yeah. Right after the bris, you're going to
but
set to water beforehand. Not.
No, the assumption is that you have a few minutes. Enough time. It's a good question. The assumption is enough time before it, as you have to say. Anyway, the Rabban says that it's mutter to do the bris. The ain docher is hamilam nation star chachacha v'tzichos the Shabbos. The boso hachi pikuch nefesh and it's not a matter of b'chshir mila on Shabbos. It's a matter of pikuch nefesh. Okay, that's what he said. The ain okay daras hamin azrachi alei v'balam what read. Shehuz alam where the kol hechad ishtam chamin the boso hamilam chamin tibchamila. Okay, and the chen daras rashbo. So the question is, 1 second. So according to the Baal Amor, who says, this is on the Chani writes, "Well, at the conscience, right? Das Baal Amor should mutal ikonos l'sin of Arab Shabbos l'dvar mitzvah. Afshari they kach yistarach l'chal Shabbos. Mishum she'ein isu l'haknes atzom l'sakono amro she'zi yigarim l'chil l'chal Shabbos." Yes, 1 second. The Baal Amor says for dvar mitzvah, right, you're allowed to do it within 3 days of Shabbos, right? Even though you may not have to violate Shabbos. Yeah? So he says, Mishum she'ein isu l'achnis atzum sakana l'am rosh she'zeh yigun l'chal Shabbos. Kevin she'chal Shabbos, yeh behetar. If it comes up, it'll be behetar. Yim kein lama osu l'ba l'vo, lama k'shein l'mayim chamin, machwa she'tar ha'karka l'chal asa Shabbos. Say the same thing. No ma gam b'zeh, she'imo v'chaka, k'chal Shabbos behetar. Uval korchach, okay, she'tzorach l'chalik, like you said, bein matzav she'bohu machnis atzum sakana, k'she'kvar chola olav mitzvah shmir Shabbos. Now it's on Shabbos, it's Shabbos already. So now, obviously, the Baal Amor distinguishes between when it's on Shabbos, lebein machnis atzos hakara kolam lechein, as opposed to what you're doing before Shabbos. Shabbosina mutali kamas bar mitzvah be'erev Shabbos kamas she'oz adayin ein olav mitzvah shmir Shabbos. There's no Shabbos in the mix yet. Hashena came b'mila b'Shabbos she'kvar chol mitzvah shmir Shabbos also lahachnis atzos hakara she'itarak acharka lechal Shabbos. Lochein ein lamal esatina kim ein lo etzamayim shalach hamila. But, again, according to us, v'zeh tam, Shaladvar Harshus, Asur Shlosh Yomov Nech Shabbos, Shmidrabanan, Midrabanan, like you said, Shlosh Yomov Nech Shalad Kame Shabbos, Vechal Olav Chiyav Lishmor Shabbos. Midrabanan, there's already a Chiyav of Shmira Shabbos before. Okay, already a little, but on the Drabanan level, so therefore there's a very liberal definition of what the Drabanan, that's Midrabanan. Usvar Azu, Kasa Balamor Atzal, Parakam and the Shabbos, Almor himself said it. Okay, but that, Uladvar Mitzvah, Mutta Mishosham Elu, of a Shabbos Atzma, Shem, not Torah, Chal of Shabbos, now it's already the Raisa. So the Shabbos then, also in a Torah, Kamas Takana. Lachain, also Lomel, Shein, Matkir, Mishu, the Raisa, Mishu, Matkir, fine. All right, what about the Ramban? So the Ramban allowed you to do the Mila, right? The Ramban allowed you to do the Mila at the water school? Not allowed you, obligated. So the Ramban says, V'yitachin, Shramban, Shematir, Ozu, L'shitotso, B'feir, Shapotik, Zohar, Shem, Shabbos, Hainu, She yizkor kol ha-shavuos yom ha-shabbos he mitzvah tmidit. V'al korchok she gam mitzman she yishchil al adam lizkor v'lidog l'chayim ha-mitzvah then muto l'ikon sakana she tiroch ha-sakana so shabbos. This says the Ramban maybe is a little bit of shitaso. The Ramban is the one who said, now, again, it will only work the way we explained it, that the mitzvah of the last 3 days is projected forward as opposed to backward. Anyway, it's a thought that was a very interesting angle just to give us whichever way we say it, and you know, there are kashas. There's definitely kashas you can ask, but I found it very striking because we don't tend to think too much about Erev Shabbos. In fact, on Saladeh, I looked for it later, and I tried to find somewhere in the, I think in Halachic Minhag, he writes about that. You know, in America, he says there are people who show me Shabbos, nobody show me Erev Shabbos, and we've lost that. You go to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael by 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, already. There's an air, I mean, we've all been there, right? There's an air of Shabbos already, you know. So there's an anticipation. All right, it may not be exactly the Rambam says he's sitting with you, you know, with the talis or your Shabbos garments waiting. But there's a certain air, it's quiet, you know. Here, you know, you got to run back. You forgot one thing in the store, and they come back, and meanwhile, the guy didn't get off the bus. It's only 2 minutes, and I'm 18 minutes. You know. So, again, the Rambam was saying that in America, we've lost a little bit the what he called the Arab Shabbos here. So I just thought, here's an interesting thing, that Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday already is, you know, anticipation, so to speak, of Shabbos. This is something to bear. That's a little different style tonight, but I was intrigued by this presentation. I thought I'd share it with you. We should have a good Arab Shabbos, yes, the right thing to do. Okay.
JJ.